In the last episode, we talked briefly about the five rules. These are the five rules that define how the integrator and the visionary work together. And as promised, we're going to do a deep dive on each of those rules. And for this episode, we're going to start with the same page meeting. The same page meeting is essential. I can't use that word strongly enough. It must happen. It has a cadence. It is not skipped. There's no excuse for not having this meeting. You will find a way to have it happen. Typically, that happens once a month. Now, there's a lot of variance in that, especially if the visionary and integrator are just starting down this path. It may be weekly or maybe biweekly, or if the company is going through a lot of change or growth or problems, you may have these same page meetings on a more frequent basis, but they have to happen. They need to be on a cadence. You don't just ad hoc them. You set them up, then they happen no matter what. Another rule on these meetings is that this is focus time. These meetings typically are 2 to 4 hours long. Again, that can be varied by cadence. It may be 2 hours if you're doing biweekly, it's 4 hours for the month, whatever that needs to be. Set it up, allow enough time. And nothing should be interrupting unless the world is ending. No email, no phones, nobody knocking on the door. Or if you're in on video, however you're happening, these are the times that the visionary and integrator are together as one to decide on how this business needs to be executed on, what that strategy is overall, based on the VTO and all, of course. But this is the very personal time to work on issues. The agenda is the same for every meeting. We don't just make an agenda up and we're going to change and vary it. You know, it's like everything with the OS. There is a reason, there's a logic to how we do things. So we're going to start with a check-in. What's happening in your world? Mr. Visionary, what are you up to? And, you know, how are things progressing from your end? And as an integrator, sometimes those meetings or those discussions on check-in might be a little bit of a surprise because maybe the visionary has decided that he or she wishes to go a little bit different direction somewhere outside of the plan we've been executing on, or something has come up that we haven't heard as an integrator or don't know about, and vice versa. As an integrator, you know, we may need to come in and say, you know, Mr. Visionary, you have the strategy that we're executing on, but there's some things that I have seen that you need to make sure you know about. You know, we're going to check in with each other. We're going to build an issues list. What are the issues we need to discuss and resolve in the business? I mean, these are not things that are necessarily positive, right? We don't want things out there simmering. So we're going to build a list of issues and make sure we take those issues, and maybe it's part of our IDS. It may be more of a quarterly meeting or even an annual meeting. Okay, but we need to make sure we're building our issues list and tracking to them. IDS, identify, discuss, and solve. These are the things that we need to address now. We're not just going to let them sit out there. Let's have a heart-to-heart discussion. Here's our problems we're having. How are we going to solve it? And remember, the visionary and integrator are different sides of the same coin. The visionary has a view of the world from a strategic standpoint of view, from where they want to go overall with the business. The integrator's job is to make sure that we execute on that strategy. But the integrator also has to be a little bit of a check and balance because we know that visionaries are dreamers. They're often chasing the latest shiny coin. And as an integrator, we have to make sure we draw some lines around that and keep those things under control. And then, of course, that can become a little contentious. Visionaries don't particularly like to be put in any kind of box. An integrator's job is to keep at least some rules in place so that we don't go out of focus and just go all over the place. So this IDS session is really critical, but the whole same page meeting has to be open, honest, transparent. You have to lay it on the table. It's not personal. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to have tension in the visionary integrator relationship. It's actually very healthy. It makes each other think. It keeps each other on their toes. It's a good thing for the business. But stay on the same page. If the integrator and visionary aren't on the same page, the rest of the leadership team will see that. They will become confused. The messaging down below them is going to be confusing. So, critical meeting. Don't miss it. No excuse. Stay focused. Make it work.